Greetings and welcome to Journey of the Awakened Heart. This is Jeff Fasano. On February 21st, 2013, we gathered once again with Archangel Michael, and he came to us with this wonderful message about we consciousness.
Michael's mind will alter the world. As you're now moving in the depth and breadth of your heart space, moving deep within the depth and breadth of your heart space, as each and every one of you is now opening up to the grandness of self, the perfectness of self, the wonderment of self, and the uniqueness of self. You see, dear ones, you have now moved and beginning to now move into the age of we consciousness, where that is concerned, and opening up to the uniqueness of self and how the uniqueness of self can be transported, as it were, transported into this new age where that is concerned. Because what you are doing now, dear ones, is you walk through the doorway of your 12/21/2012, where that is concerned, a portal in time that opened into the new age of we consciousness, where you are now removing yourselves in many ways, dear ones, from the narcissism of the we, where it is all about me, where everything that transpires in your life has a direct correlation to what it is going to do for you, where that is concerned. Where you're now moving into the greatness and the grandness of self, moving into the greatness and grandness of the uniqueness of self, and moving into loving, honoring, and valuing you more deeply as you continue in a personal process doing your inner work. And as you move into the depth and breadth of your heart space and move to the essence of yourself, your soul space, you can now open up to the grandness of self and love, honor, and value yourself without having to look outside of yourself for validation or gratification. Where you do this and it gratifies and validates you, therefore it is still all about me, and you're on that lineage of the old paradigm. What you're moving into now, dear ones, is we consciousness, where you now fully love, honor, and value yourself, embody who you are so you can be who you are and move into the beingness of self, therefore no longer needing to look outside of yourself for gratification and validation, releasing all your attachments to the world outside of yourself in your third dimensional realm, moving through the conditioning of what you've been taught by mom and dad, and now moving into an individuated adult. And in that process, what is revealed to you, dear ones, are your unique talents and gifts. You remember your talents and gifts. That what you will use to fully express yourself in the we. So you can now move into and begin utilizing your unique talents and gifts to move into we consciousness with others. And as you move through this process, you then begin to discover your passion, the fire, the flame that burns within. So then you can move and connect with that. And as you connect with that passion, by fully being who you are, you then will connect with your purpose in this third dimensional lifetime. You see, dear ones, you have all incarnated into this human form from many past lives to continue your soul fragment's divine plan in this third dimensional lifetime. You have come and formulated, dear ones, into the incarnation in the human form to complete this soul fragment's mission in this lifetime. You have moved through a personal process and continue to do so, dear ones, to unpeel the layers around your heart space so you can move into the core essence of yourself, the grandness of self, the uniqueness of self, so you can complete that mission in this lifetime. So it is about that mission, dear ones, that you're here to complete in this lifetime. That is about world service, dear ones, or we consciousness. Are you here to serve, dear ones? Are you here to serve your fellow human, dear ones? The only way in which you can do that, dear ones, is if you fully honor, love, and value you and your uniqueness and connect with the grandness of self, the greatness of self. To fully express that, utilizing your unique talents and gifts, dear ones. So we ask you this question, dear ones. Are you fully aware that you are unique, dear ones? as you are fully incarnated into this human form in your third dimensional realm that you chose to incarnate in. It is not about, dear ones, following the herd in me consciousness, looking outside of yourself for your deified mythical leaders to lead you to the promised land. You see, dear ones, that is the old world of form, and that form is dying, dear ones. You are now here, dear ones, not to change the world outside of you, not to change the old world outside of you. You are here, dear ones, to create a new world of community, harmony, and equality. We consciousness, dear ones, where the uniqueness of the individual is celebrated. And as you move into this we consciousness, dear ones, where you're no longer looking outside of yourself or to anyone in any relationship you're having outside of yourself to be validated and gratified, you are simply being you. And you are choosing to be in these relationships based upon resonance and vibration, based upon having a similar mission and purpose in this lifetime. And these relationships are only formed in congruence of the we, where each individual is the champion of the other's highest good, of their greatness. So you see, dear ones, you have moved into a new age, a new golden age, a new spiritual age, as the spiritual way shower and light worker, to now bring your talents and gifts out into the world in we consciousness to serve the world. So we ask you, dear ones, are you here to serve the world?